Well, Steve, maybe like the Wigan game, you found a way to win it.
Well, we found it very difficult, you know, and after a good start against a really spirited Burton side. But, you know, we give the ball too often away. We made mistakes. Then we lost that little bit of confidence and, you know, went backwards too often. So, all in all, you're just delighted that you've won it. You've won it by a little bit of magic, which we've got at the top end of the pitch, and produced a winning goal.
You got the early goal. I mean, you went 1-0 up. You didn't come to settle down after that.
We didn't get a hold of the game at all. And as I said, we were fortunate enough to win. I think we had the better chances. Mm. You know, we had some really, really standout chances, and we should have made it 2-0. Then, of course, it's a different game altogether. But at 1-0, we huffed and puffed. And I think that was the way it stayed. Is that a nice way of putting it? For the rest of the game.
And your goalkeeper, right at the death, saves you the point.
Yeah, well, I just feel as if he's given us that little bit of experience when it was needed. You know, the big boy's come here, Pierre, and he's come for a lot of money. And it's difficult. There's not many 21-year-olds playing week in and week out. So Bunny's experience has proved vital, and he's produced a good save for us today.
You've said in various press conferences and again today that you found one without really playing well. Are you seeing that there is a good performance in this side somewhere along the way?
Well, I do believe genuinely that the football will get better. Yeah. The one thing we've been able to do is try and lift the doom and gloom. I think that's now six at home, back-to-back wins. So, as I keep saying, there's little shoots of recovery, but we have to play a better football if we're going to go and succeed and be better at what we've got. And it's difficult. Some are still getting used to being here. Some have come here for big price tags. Mm. And all of a sudden, with that expectation, becomes that little bit of fear, if you like. And that's what I've just said to them in the dressing room there. You know, they've got to handle the expectation of playing here. You know, we are capable of getting 45,000 with that. Demand becomes an expectation. We have to handle it. You know, if we make a mistake, okay, you make a mistake. Mm. You know, get on with it, put your head down and work again the basics for the team.
Mm-hmm. And one man hopefully that will do good from his goal is Ross McCormack.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's had a tough time. There's one, you know, and he's had a tough time. Let's hope now that it's that little bit of confidence thing that he's got the winner, that he can go on. And for me, he's still got a lot of work to do. You know, his fitness levels can be better, he knows that. But it was good to see that he's got a winning goal today, and that'll help him.
Mm-hmm. Just fine. I just want to look ahead to Leeds United. Again, another packed Villa Park due, another big, big, tasty game for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big, big game, and they've won away handsomely today away from home. They're a good side. We've seen them up there. It's the best Leeds team I've seen for a while, so it should be a cracking game.